Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It is amazing how many people will make predictions, pretty strong, detailed predictions that, generally speaking, do not come true. For example, the weather forecasting crew for yesterday for the Indianapolis 500-mile race for days told us that it would rain, that there would be serious weather, thunderstorms, and that likely the race could not be run, or at least run in its entirety. Well, yesterday was probably one of the most ideal weather days for an Indianapolis 500. It was a successful race and one of the best races ever. So their very strong, rather detailed predictions were incorrect. At least when they forecast heavy snow and it doesn't arrive in the winter, they get a kickback from the grocery stores. So who knows what happened yesterday? But in all sincerity, they do the best they can with what they have to work with. And it's probably one more truth, one more example of God is in charge. And we cannot predict what God will do. On the other hand, it is ironic as we look through the words of our Lord in the Gospels how many times he was spot on 2,000 years ago. Jesus knew exactly what the future would hold. He knew exactly what to predict. And one example is in today's Gospel. He said, "The day will come when people who kill you, you believers, people who kill you Christians, will think they are worshiping God. They will think it's an act of worship to God." And we witness that in our own time with extremists killing Christians and others and counting it up, racking it up as an act of worship to God. Our Lord knew exactly what he was talking about, and he continues to inform us through the scriptures of what the situation is in our own time. And so since we believe that our Lord knows what he's talking about, that he indeed can see into the future, never forget to believe in the other things our Lord has said, that he will send us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to intercede for us, to guide us, that God loves us. As St. John again tells us in another gospel, that God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but to save the world. God wants to save us. That's a prediction, too, that we need to believe in and trust in. The service people that we honor today, those who gave their lives for our country, those who gave their lives for freedom, they hoped they believed that America was a great country. They believed in the cause of freedom. They believed that one day all people could be free, and they gave their very lives for that. In fact, the people we honor on this holiday, this is the holiday that enables us to have the other holidays on our calendar. Without this Memorial Day, without these brave women and men, we would not be able to observe any other of our civic holidays. They hoped, they believed, they gave their very lives because of that hope and belief. And we too should give over our lives to the promises, the hope that Jesus gives us through the power of that advocate that he speaks of, the Holy Spirit, and through the power of his words in sacred scripture. On this Memorial Day, let us place our petitions before God. We pray for the needs of the church, the needs of our whole world, for the cause of peace and the safety of those who continue to serve our country around the world.